Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty God's power extends from the smallest to the highest and all in between, the known and the unknown. And here we are, evidence that the Creator, there is the Creator who created everything and still creates. And we must acknowledge that we are of creation. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Nyla Williams with the Know Me, Know Me Institute. That's K-N-O-W-M-E, capital letters. And then N-O-M-E, lowercase letters. The capital letters Know Me. Almighty God is the all-knowing, and all that we come to know is from the all-knowing. And the Know Me, N-O-M-E, we are nothing. There is no me without the one who is the all-knowing. God's peace be upon you as we seek refuge with Almighty God from the rejected enemy of mankind, the Shaitan. Yes, that whispering enemy. We seek refuge with the one God from the shaitan. With Allah's name, we say Allah, the one God, the God. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we give open testimony that there is one God, and we give open testimony that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Again, everyone, greetings of peace to you. It is such a wonderful, wonderful feeling just to be in the know where I am right now. We can imagine in our world of thinking that we all are in, wherever we all are, it is the best place for us at this moment. And we say our prayers go out to all those who are having disturbing times in their life and that they cannot see clearly right now. Those who are moving and running to and fro of their destinations, trying to make ends meet or trying to escape from what is known as reality. We, the ones who are in the know, we have the responsibility. We have the responsibility to share what we have come to know. All right? And so we're going to take that responsibility very dutifully, and we're going to share. All right. Starting with the Quran. Insha'Allah, let's see here. Let's see. All right, we're going to read. And let's go to, we're going to go to Surah Al-Bayyinah. All right, Surah Al-Bayyinah. Alrighty, everyone. And we're going to use the Yusuf Ali transliteration. That's the 98th surah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ مُنْفَكِينَ حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ بَيِّنَةٌ. Now, صَدَقَ اللَّهُ عَظِيمٌ. We want to look at the words here, and we see the kaf used many times. Kaf. Kaf starting with yakuni, but it's a lem. Lem is not just not. It's an indication of never. Never will there be. All right? Lem. And then, but this is in the, slow it down. Lem, you hear the letter L is called lem, and the lem connected with the mem, the M, is called lem. All right? So those two words, two letters that come together to form that word called lem. And now, when we look at it, the spirit of it, the spirit of the word that's coming through is referring to the thinking entity of the human being. It's speaking to the thinking entity when it says lem. Now, how do we confirm that? Well, let's see. That lamb is saying never, never will there be. Will there be? Yeah is a future. No, it can't be. I thought we did this in 120. I guess we can't edit this now. It's only on 15 minutes. Okay. So the yakun, the kaf here and the nun, you know where it says kun fa yakun, right? Kun, this is be, right? And what is Almighty God asking to be? Almighty God is asking the life of the human being to come into existence, to come into the knowledge of itself, right? And how does the human being come into the knowledge of itself? It has already been endowed with the ability to know things. So as it studies the surrounding environment, it studies the surroundings, and it comes to realize that it's everything in its surroundings has been placed here for the human being. And so we take 10 seconds for those on the computer. If you're on the phone already, it's going to go into at least another 15 minutes, I think. I do apologize because we had pressed for this to be a two-hour presentation, but in our editing, I guess it went back to the 15 minutes. But nevertheless, yakun. Ya is a prefix on the front of the word indicating giving a position in time, meaning it is happening now or in the future. So the kun, right? Kuni. This is never will there be. And then the reference, what will never be, is the e sound on this word yakuni is going to show what word is showing what it's talking about. What is it speaking to? So let's find the word that is speaking to. Now this kaf nun is an evidence of something. It comes into existence. And what it is sharing in the lem yakun, never will there be with who, you. You, the one who is has been given, granted, intelligence. All right? That's the calf and the nun. You have been granted time and intelligence. The next word is kafaru. Ah. So this kuni is referring to the kafaru. And what is the kafaru? Okay, you see the kuni and the kaf, you hear the kaf in there. Now the K letter, you hear the K. Now the kafaru, the meaning of the kafaru, disbeliever. It is speaking of the when you hear the woo at the end of the word, and this is a noun. So at the end of the word, it will tell you that it's in the plural. All right, wow, alif is in the plural. But if you look at the word itself, kafar, then the kafar will tell you about what is being spoken of. Never will there be of you, we're speaking of you, never will there be of you, and that wow alif is speaking of the you, kafir, okay, kafir, what? So kafir is the disbelieving. So never will there be never will there be for the disbeliever. Okay, let's go. Kafaru min. Now it goes min. It giving an indication of a point in time, of or where or how where they are in. Let's go with this min meaning from. Okay, now you have the meme nun, right? You have the meme in the lam, and you have the nun in the kun, yakun. So it's speaking, you hear the meme nun, min, from, but it's still referring to the thinking of you, all right? From ahli, and ahli is alif, ha, lam, the lamb again, but this ahli is the family or of human beings, the family of or the ancient ones or the ones before. Let's put it like that: the family of human being before. So from the family of the human beings, and it's the origin, our original selves, lamb. You hear that alif ha lamb. The ha speaks more to the spirit of our origin, and lamb hooked onto that is now the spirit with that the ha being the origin, and the lamb attached to it is the knowing, the ones that have a knowledge base, all right? A knowledge base, but a knowledge base for a purpose. So we say, lam yakunil ladina. Yes, we missed the ulladina. Ulladina, now it is those, we missed that word. Ulladina, the alif lam, speaking to a specific one, ladina, those, the word means those, but the spirit of the word is those who, take it a little farther, those who have a remembrance process going on and an intelligence process going on, all right? They have an intelligence and they have a memory. All right, let's continue on. Ahali. Now, the ahali, the people of, or the script, well, of Alif Lam Kitabi. Ah, Al Kitabi of the book, right? But that book is Kitab. You got the calf again, that K sounding. The Kitab. Now, if you have a belief that something is going wrong, we have a choice to either stay on the path of going wrong or get on the path . So marching on through these words here, Alif Lam Al Kitabi. Now everyone now know Kitabi is book, but the book, the people of the book, and Wa Al Mush Al Mushrikina. Now, you hear that Kina. You remember the Yakuni? Now you have Keen. Mushrikeen. And what did the Mushrikeen that's the mu word is there. Al, that's the definite. Alif Lam, the. Now, Mushrikeen. Mu in front of the word. The base word here, you'll hear it, mushrikeen. So we're talking shirk, right? Those who practice worshiping more than one God, okay? So never will there be of those who disbelieve, those of you, who disbelieve, those of you who, what about you? You who have the ability to, you have a memory and you have the ability to think and you have the ability you have an intelligent self. And you're from the people of the book. You have a knowledge about that. And you are of the disbeliever, of the ones who worship more than one God. And then it says, mu, another mu word, munafakina. You have that kina again. Munafakina. Now you have the nafaka. But the mu is telling where it happens, and it happens within our own thinking. Within our own thinking, munafakina. That means we have a misbelief. And we continue on. Hatta. And this hatta is a preposition, which means, you know, a preposition indicates just a little more information. So it says until what? Until these disbelievers, these ones who believe in more than one God, and these misbelieving ones, until what? Ta'atiyahumu bayyana. Ta and atiya, until it comes to them. What comes to them? Ta atiya. Okay, so we understand that it is until what comes to them? Ata to them whom the Alif Lam Bayanat. With this verse here is referring to all those who disbelieve, who worship other gods, and who misbelieve, never will there be says until they hata, until they what? Receive or come to, until it come, what comes to them, the clear understanding. But it comes to their servitudinal self. It doesn't come to their, it says, bayinah. So it comes to their servitudinal self, which is striving to know, to receive the clear understanding. So they have to be in a position of striving. They have to be in a position of requesting. They have to be in a position of wanting, desiring to know better, all right, to move from the position where they are and enter into a thinking that will give them clear understanding from Almighty God, inshallah. So that's, these words are leading us, everyone. This is the leadership, and it tells us how. Okay, so now let's read what Yusuf Ali has transliterated, his transliteration. It says, those who reject truth among the people of the book, and among the polytheists, that's poly, you know, more, and one belief in a deity, theist. And among the polytheists were not going to depart the dangers. Were not going to depart from their ways until hatta there should come to them clear evidence. Now the Sahi International transliterated it this way: those who disbelieved among the people of the book those who disbelieved among the people of the scripture and the polytheists were not to be parted from misbelief until there came to them a clear evidence. We say praise be to Almighty God for that and its understanding that comes with it. May Almighty God bless us with a spiritual understanding so that we can step out and take a stand and know that God is our creator. And that we know that there's only one God. All right, everyone. So you see the calf, 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 all the way through. You hear the noon, 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 noon. You hear the mean, 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 the M, M, M. So it's telling us clearly that the word in the kitab, the people of the book are following the word. So it says we never will they there come to them, never will there be of those who disbelieve until they part or depart from their ways. And it's part from their old ways, right? from their old ways that took them to disbelief. Not the old ways of the wisdom and the knowledge that kept them connected and ready to roll. Let's go. Let's see here. We're ready to roll into another yet, are we? Okay. We'll say, Sadaqa Allahu Azim, surely, Almighty God. Okay, and here, until they receive clear understanding, and how will they receive this clear understanding? Let's go to the second ayah of Surah 98, Surah Bayyinah. It says, until there come to them, the clear evidence Rasulun, you hear that? Rasulun minallahi yataluwa suhufan mutahharata Mutaharata. Now, Rasulun, a messenger, but this is not saying Alif our Rasul. It's Rasulun Minna. Rasulun minna from, and this is telling from where now? Again, minna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing and the all-wise, right? You know, all of our intelligence come from the base of what Allah has designed. So this minna, Allahi. So it's coming from Allah owns this. Rasulun min Allahi, and then yatalu. This yatalu is the tala. Tala means to recite, right? To bring, to recite, or speak out, but reciting something. So yet they come in the present form. Comes in the present form, yes. It comes now or in the future. Yatalu, reciting now or in the future. Suhufa. Yatalu Allahi. Suhufan. Now, Suhufan is not Alif Lam in front, so it's the scriptures. Now, what kind of scriptures? Here it is. The Mu word is Tahar. Tahar is just, imagine the tour. Okay, let's go to the dictionary here. That's taw, the rounding of the mouth, paw, ha, the origin or the original, right? Saying the transliteration from both Yusuf Ali and Sahih International says pure, right? Pure scriptures. So let's go to the word tahar. Okay. Okay. And my glasses here. Excuse me. Okay, Tarafa, Tarko, Lem. Okay, should be on page 571. Let's see where we see it. We're looking for Taha. Okay, and Taha Mutaha. No, let's see. It says cleansing. Here. Let's see. Virtuous. Okay, let's go here. Muta hair. Immaculate. Pure. The word muta hair. Immaculate, pure. It was also giving reference to the cleansing and modest and such, but it got right down to being pure. Now, we're talking about the scriptures and the recitation of these scriptures. So the Rasulin comes from Allah, the messenger of Allah comes reciting the pureness of the scriptures. But the scriptures, the suhufan, are those scriptures before. You know, like the suhufi Ibrahim wa Musa in the surah of Surah Al-A'la, the Most High. All right? So when we study those scriptures, we study this. This is what we're doing, studying to get to know, so that we can clearly understand what is to lead us. And tonight's discussion is a continuation of leadership. And so it is like a ship. What ship do we get on? We get on the ship that is set, that goes abroad, and it goes abroad in our mental sense. And so never will we be moved from our disbelief and our worshiping other gods and our misbelief. We will never be moved from that until there comes to us clear understanding, clear evidence, and it comes from the messenger of Almighty God. So the messenger brings the message, comes reciting the message, and the message has been here from the beginning. All right? So that is our leader. That's what Almighty God wants us to be led by, is the message of Almighty God. And when we connect to that understanding, then we will be guided. Praise be to Almighty God. We will be guided aright. Inshallah. All right, everyone. Let's see, we're still on, yes. All right. We're going to end now. Let's see if we can get our music back up. Yes, we can. And there it is. Let's hear it. Okay, can't seem to bring my music up, but that's okay. Tomorrow night, God willing, we want to, anyone wanting to call in, for those on the computer, you'll see the number 347-426-3567. And hopefully we have this in on our conference call number, which is 712-432-0490. That's the live number. And for replay is 712-432-0508. And you put in the code 995958 for those desiring to hear it later. Those desiring to listen later. Okay. We're going to bid everyone a good night. Inshallah, we will connect on tomorrow. You have a wonderful day, wonderful night. And we are on the second of Dhul Qaeda. So our protection is found in the word of Almighty God. So let's not be caught without it, all right? Without putting our trust in Almighty God. This is how we put our trust in God. We study the word. So inshallah, AM 360, join us in the morning with 646-716-4478 with the American Muslim 360 and the Sacred Life Project. All right, the Sacred Life, Sacred Life, Sacred Life. Progress, process, project, hire, whatever we want to put with it, but it's a safe, sacred life. All right? All right. Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي كسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. That was Suratul Asr. And that referring to those who come together with mutual teachings of patience, constancy, truth, patience, and constancy. All right? And that's how we want to connect. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum to all. Have a wonderful evening. All right, all with the Nomi Nomi Institute, we're live with one another. So we're going to say good night to all here listening now as we just finished the blog talk from 12 a.m. to 12:49 a.m. Thank you so much for listening as well. Assalamu alaikum.